Good morning, y'all. It's Nathan over here at Movement Mortgage, and today I want to talk about something that I actually struggled with for a while. For lack of a better word, I thought it was a bunch of hogwash when coaches and classes and books that I started reading on the subject brought it to my attention. But it's really about your mindset, getting your mindset right each and every day, being positive. And it's something I learned, frankly, when I attended a Keller Williams Bold class here in Columbia probably a couple of years ago. And one of the Bold laws that we discussed and talked about were what you focus on expands. And we also talked about affirmations. I'll get into that in just a second. But it is so true. I mean, look at what's going on in the world today. If you sit around and just focus on all the negativity out there, it will wear you down. Not just, you know, in your business and how you work, but how you feel in your personal life and your emotional life. And it's not what you need to be doing. You need to be focusing on positivity, particularly when it comes to your day-to-day systems or whatever you have in place, particularly if you're a loan officer. And one of those things is daily affirmations. Again, I thought it was a bunch of hogwash when I first learned about it. But I hope if you don't have a daily affirmation that you say each morning, you don't have to be looking in the mirror. You could be driving to work or whatever you want to do, but you need to say it and get your mind shifted to be focusing on the things you need to be focusing on. And then that way it'll expand and you will be doing what you need to do for the day, particularly in the mortgage world. You got to stay positive. You got to stay focused every day. Frankly, that's whether you're in mortgages or anything or with your family life and so forth. And call me if you want an affirmation, but I'll give you a quick example. I'm telling you, before I got my affirmation, I'm not going to read it to you. If you want to message me, I'll be happy to tell you what it is. But I remember little mental games I was playing a couple of years ago where I was like, let's see if this stuff really works. If it really is your subconscious and your mind doing this, that, and the other. And so one morning I was going running and I told myself, I said, you know what? I'm going to run the fastest pace I've ever run this morning. And I just said it over and over a couple of times. I kid you not, I ran the fastest pace that morning that I ever had. And frankly, I was no more tired than I was any other time when I was jogging, running a little bit slower, what have you. Conversely, the next time I went out, I told myself, I'm going to take it easy. I'm just going to have a nice, smooth run. I'm not going to worry about my pace. I'm just going to really run, enjoy, have a conversational type pace. And no matter what I did, I think I ran, it was like 4 or 5 miles that day. Whatever I did to try to pick up the pace, it wouldn't happen. It was really the strangest thing. So it shows that your mind knows both positive and negative. So whatever you're focusing on is going to expand. So that's what I want you to remember today. Thank you for listening in. I appreciate y'all reaching out to me. And guess what? I'll be back.